Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Equally strange is what's happening at Lithuli House. Will President Ramaphosa be able to survive this? Advocate Paul Hoffman, he's a director at the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa. He joins us right now. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Good morning to your listeners as well. All well in the Cape. The winter has arrived.
Yeah, apparently you have an incredibly... Well, has it hit yet, that cold front?
It started raining around about 8 last night, 7
Thank
or 8
God.
Last night.
Yeah.
And it's now just blowing it cold. It's not raining.
Has it been enough water to extinguish some of the fires?
Oh, I think that would be helpful.
Yeah. All right, talking about things burning, what on earth is going on within the ANC? Do you think that Cyril Ramaphosa can survive, never mind December, can he survive the week?
That's a very good question. There's a principle in labor law which is called the precautionary suspension principle. Now, the ANC have their own stand-aside rule, which is only triggered by a formal charge by the National Prosecuting Authority against an office bearer of the ANC. If that happens, then the stand-aside rule is triggered, and the member of the ANC has to relinquish any posts that he or she holds until the criminal trial absolves and clears their name. In the case of a president and head of state, which is what Cyril Ramaphosa is, the constitution is silent on the precautionary suspension principle. But in the larger scheme of things, it must be exceedingly difficult to be anything other than a lame duck president if you are sitting with your hands neatly folded and saying, due process must be followed. Now, due process in this case is the hawks flapping around parlor, the Office of the Public Protector flapping around the paper trail, and the NPA sitting and waiting for a docket to be presented by the hawks sometime not too soon. And the damage that is doing to the state is immeasurable. You know, we set out in Section 1 of the Constitution that we should put in place a system of governance which is open, accountable, and responsive. And the way that the parlor burglary, it's not a robbery, there's no evidence anywhere of a robbery, but the way that burglary is being treated by the president is absolutely opaque, unaccountable, and unresponsive. And that, I'm afraid, makes the president a lame duck. And if we're going to get any relief out of this, it is going to come from the Office of the Public Protector, headed by the Deputy Public Protector, who has an obligation to investigate the complaint that was made last week within 30 days. So, all eyes to the Public Protector's office, all hands to the pumps. We cannot possibly tolerate a long-running sore where our head of state and president is incapable of doing his work because he's tied up in factional fighting at the Lithuli House, and he's tied up in a criminal investigation, and he's tied up in an ethics breach investigation, which has to be finished in 30 days and should be.
The problem, of course, being that we know that the one office that still seems to be captured, or the one person within that office, is the Office of the Public Protector. Now, the fact that the president suspended her last week, well, that was well overdue in reality. But then the minute this happened, well, that becomes deeply problematic in terms of the perception around him, doesn't it?
Well, I think you're quite right that the suspension should have taken a long time. It should have happened a long time ago. We've written to the president on several occasions saying get on and suspend her. office of the public protector is more than the person of the public protector herself. It's a large office with a lot of experienced people who do know what they're doing. And I have confidence that the deputies will use the opportunity presented by suspension of the public protector herself to put her best foot forward and polish her marble for the opportunity of succeeding the public protector, either soon, if the parliament can get its act together, or in October next year, when the current public protector may still be under suspension and her term of office expires. But it's an unrenewable 7-year term of office, and the strategy being followed by the public protector is to just spin out litigation processes as long as she possibly can, with a view to avoiding the dreadful day of a hearing and a finding by parliament.
Isn't it a concern, though, that this whole thing only came to light because of the RET faction, who is fighting to the death to take control of the ANC and therefore the country? In other words, this should the president step down, we as a country might be stronger if we were a normal country where there was less corruption, perhaps. But given our very, very clear understanding about what is going on within the ANC, isn't it a problem if the president were to have to step down over this?
Well, one way of dealing with the logjam, and I agree with you that the timing of Arthur Fraser's complaint seems to be sandwiched between the Glencore plea bargain, which may or may not include South Africa. It's very difficult to find out exactly what happened there. But Glencore is certainly sullied by that plea bargain, and the president used to be the chairman of Glencore. So that already puts him in a bad light. And then the final tranche of the Zondo Commission report, which is due on the 15th, which is a couple of days away now. And that report is likely to give the ANC a jolly good hiding. And that being so, the pushback from the RET faction is to be expected. Everybody has a sense of self-preservation. And Arthur Fraser must know that he is going to be a candidate for the dock in a criminal court in terms of the recommendations made by the State Capture Commission. So, yes, it is possible that this is all just a ploy designed to put the president in a bad light and to polish the marble of the RET faction of the ANC. But the president has admitted that the burglary took place. The president has admitted that he chose not to report the matter to the police because he didn't want panic in the land. I'm afraid he's projecting his own panic onto the farming community. But there are enough common cause facts in this story to justify a precautionary suspension of the president, or if you don't, there isn't a mechanism for it. If you can't go down that route because he just simply sits there with his sphinx-like face and says, the due process must unfold, may it take 100 years to do so, then the parliament itself is able to break the logjam by passing a resolution, which it can do by a simple majority, to dissolve Parliament. If that resolution carries, which means 201 people, and the RET faction would vote to dissolve Parliament in order to shift a president who doesn't want to go quietly, then a general election is held within 90 days, which might be it is held within 90 days, then independents will not participate in that election. And, you know, the Thuli House has really got the capacity to recall the president, as was done to Jacob Zuma and to Thabo Mbeki. Both of them were recalled by Luthuli House rather than subjected to the processes and procedures of Parliament. But the threat of a no-confidence motion succeeding, or the threat of impeachment proceedings against the president on both of those occasions persuaded Mbeki and Zuma to be loyal cadres of the ANC and to stand down. Now, the damage that has been done to the ANC by the playing possum while facing criminal charges is immeasurable, and I think it's going to simply hasten the shedding of support at the polls when next South Africans go to vote.
Very, very scary times indeed. We don't have a lot of time, but final question. If the president is to step down, who takes his place?
The deputy president takes his place, unless the CADA deployment committee at the Luthuli House makes another different decision in that regard.
Which is pretty scary in of itself. It is, it is about to go at 7 o'clock. Not great news coming, or maybe it is good news. It just depends on how we look at it and how this all plays out.